Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the theme scripture. Why is that the theme scripture? Because in order to hear God's voice, you're going to have to wait. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up and ripping and running and, oh, I got an idea. But God wants us to learn to wait on Him. Amen. It's funny, as we went yesterday for the bachelor's party for one of my friends, we were at a laser tag game, and, you know, my name is Servant. So they're like, what's your name, Servant? How do I spell that? You know, and then, like, when we got done playing the game, she was like, Servant, and she was trying to hide. And I'm like, no, that's what I choose to be called. You know, and I've actually had a lot of people that say they won't call me Servant. No, I'm not going to call you a servant. You got to be a king, right? But God said the greatest amongst us is a servant. Amen. So I have to strive to be a servant. Psalms chapter 130, verse 5. That's chapter 130, verse 5. It says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in His word, I do hope. So both of these scriptures both contain waiting. Why is this important? Because there is going to be a time where you want to go do some things, but you have to learn to wait on God. All right? Now, some people say, man, I'm waiting on God to give me a job. Right? God, I'm waiting on you to give me a job. God, I'm just going to sit here on this couch and just wait for you to give me a job because you can do it. Now, let me say this. God is able to do that, right? But faith without works is dead, which means that's not faith at all, right? So there is a difference, and this is important, because some people would take any job that comes, right? Oh, I need a job, Lord. Oh, yeah, they're hiring, and you can work at something that is just against the word of God. Man, it's a job. I need to get paid. No, you don't accept that. Why? Because His written word has already declared that that's not the way that you should walk in. That's why all money is not good money. Amen? It's important to know this, because some people will be like, hey, as long as you're getting money, you're blessed by the Lord. But how many of you know that the enemy has blessings? How do we know that? Because when Jesus was fasting and was being tempted, the devil said, I will give you all of these things. So what does he has? He has blessings that he bestows upon those who obey his word. The devil does. But God also has blessings that are in store for you if you obey his word. Now, one thing about the blessings, how can we tell the difference between God's blessings and the devil's blessings is, number one, the blessings that God give you, you realize that they're not greater than God. All right. Now, the blessings that the devil gives you, you think those are the greatest things in the world. So you do anything to get them. But we won't do that. Amen. Because we'll wait on the Lord. Somebody say, I will wait upon the Lord. Is there a song that goes like that? How's it go? I'll call upon the Lord. Something like that. It's a little bit different. Anyway. Today, we're going to talk about Jonah. We're going to read the whole story of Jonah. Somebody said, whoa, that's four chapters. But it's not that many verses, okay? So we're going to read it. And follow me. Jonah chapter 1. We're going to read chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we're going to hear how Jonah heard God's voice, but also he hears his own voice. He got a choice to obey God's voice or his own voice. Amen? It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose. So first of all, he heard God's voice. Now, Jonah is not the only one that is guilty of this. Because sometimes we hear God's voice, but we run the other way. Right? God tells you, hey, can you just share the gospel with this person? They need to know who God is today. And you're like, oh, man, I'm scared, Lord. I don't know, Lord, if I should do that. But so this is what Jonah did. Amen. So Jonah is just like us. Sometimes he hears the voice of God, but because of fear, he went another way. It says, but Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, not only did he want to go away, but he wanted to get away from God's presence. It says he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. So the ship was about to be broken. Then the mariners, Seattle Mariners, maybe, were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, what do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. All right, now let's look at something. All of these men on this boat are crying out to a God. One thing that we notice is their God doesn't give them an answer. All right? Now, let me say this. It's interesting that they didn't get an answer from their God, but Jonah tells them that, hey, if you do this, everything will be fine. And we're going to see what happens. Now, although people serve other gods, one thing that you will know that even when they serve other gods is that the devil will disguise himself as an angel of light. And he will speak to them and they think they're hearing God's voice. But God's word spoken even to us must be aligned or in alignment with the word of God that we have today. Amen. So it says, and they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know of whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. All right? Then they said to him, please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you? So he said, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not. For the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life. And do not charge us with the innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Okay, now I like that. Because they took a vow to serve the true God, at least at this moment, right? Because their life was saved because they weren't going to die in a raging sea. Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, we're going to continue, but it's so interesting because of Jonah's disobedience and Jonah trying to get away from the presence of God, Jonah thought he should die. You guys get that, right? Jonah said, throw me into the sea. Now, this was not a little lake where he could have swam to the other side. All right? This was not that. Jonah was thrown into a sea, and they said, God, forgive us because he's about to die. If we throw him in there, he's going to die. But because Jonah heard God's voice, didn't want to listen to God's voice, he thought it would be better to die. Interesting, isn't it? Because he's hearing God's voice and going another way. This is what happens when people hear what God has to say and go a whole nother way. Death seems sweeter to them because they're not in the right place. Their mind is not in the right place. Amen? But God always has a way to God always shows his love to us. Amen. God says, look, okay, look, look. Even though you didn't listen to me, Jonah, I'm going to spare your life and you're going to be a sardine for a couple days or something like that, right? You're going to be in a fish. You're going to be in a fish with the fish. Fishy fish, right? Let's see, read chapter 2. It says, then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. Now, somebody, sometimes you have to be in a fish's belly to get back to God, right? Now, let me say this. I'm not talking about a literal fish's belly, but sometimes you have to get down to a place you don't want to be for God to get your attention. Amen. Why? Because you didn't listen when you were on land, cruising, doing your thing. You didn't want to listen to God. So now God has put you in a position where all you can do is hear from God. Amen. This is really what's happening. Verse 2, and it says, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Now, once again, this is we're talking about hearing God's voice. I don't care where you are at. If you cry out to the Lord and repent, he will hear you. Amen. It says, out of the belly of Sheol, I cried and you heard my voice. For you cast me into a deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters surround me. Even to my soul, the deep closed around me. Weeds are wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought my life from the pit, O Lord, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you. With the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Now, once again, Jonah is in this place realizing who God is. Okay? Why is this important? Because Jonah, first of all, him going to Nineveh, he didn't want to go because he thought those people weren't worth saving. Amen. And let me say something about the body of Christ. We have to make sure we don't have that mindset that somebody is not worth saving. Amen. Because God is sending us to share the word of salvation, which is that Jesus came, died, not just for a select few, not just for those good sinners, but some of the worst sinners in the world. Because in God's eyes, sin doesn't have a rank. Okay? Now we can't understand that, because if somebody commits a mass genocide and somebody that lies, you think that they're totally different. But in God's eyes, sin is sin. If you repent for doing that, you can be forgiven. Now, this is the difference. This is, I always say this. Because in this world, you have consequences for the choices that you make. Now, your consequence for telling a lie versus your consequence for genocide may be totally different, and they should be, right? But God is willing and just to forgive all that call upon his name. And God had to teach Jonah this during this whole situation. Amen? Let's read chapter 3. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, somebody say the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh and tell that great city, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. What am I going to say about this right here? It's important not only to hear God's word, but it's important to go carry it out. Amen. Because that's the difference between chapter 1 and chapter 3. In chapter 1, he heard the word, right? We're talking about hearing God. He heard God speak to him, but he said, I like it better back there. I'm going to go this way, God. Peace. Matter of fact, let me say some choice words so I can get out of your presence. Let me act up so I can be outside of your presence. But in this one, he said, God told him something, and he said, let me just go do what God told me to do. Amen? Sometimes you just have to do it. Matter of fact, if you want to hear God's voice and you want to continue to hear God's voice, you must obey what God tells you to do. Amen? Some people will say, oh, I want to hear from God, and God's word simply says something like, don't fornicate, right? But, oh, that's too hard. I want to do that. So now you get to a place where it's hard to hear from God because you chose to disobey his written word. So that's why it's important. All of this word that God gives us, and even the spoken word, they work together. Amen? If the word comes and it says something different, the Bible says if somebody comes and says that Jesus is not the Christ, although he has great words, it's not true. Shut them down. I don't believe, man, turn this off. This TV show is saying something that's contrary to the word of God. Turn that off. Why? Because I don't want to hear that word. Let me tell you, there's a lot of words that are going forth, and a lot of those words are not of God. So when we want to hear God's word, we must know his word, and we must shut down any other word. Why do we say this? Because the Bible says we must cast down all imaginations and thoughts that are unlike Christ. We must go to war against those, not with guns. I don't have no guns on me. I don't, right? No guns, but we deny that by the way that we live, and we don't let that come into our house. We must protect this house. Amen? And we have the real Under Armour, right? It's called the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God is grieved, we can understand and say, no, 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 get that out of here. Why? Because we must protect this house. We must obey the word of God. Amen? So Jonah arose and went. Somebody say, he went according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Now, that's incredible. What is that? That's called a miracle, right? This guy, it takes 3 days to get there, but Jonah got there on the first day. Why? Because God has something to carry out. Jonah was sent to carry out something that God wanted him to carry out. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, yet 40 days in Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Okay, so they heard God's word and they believed him. Right? These people did not hear God's voice prior to Jonah coming. Now, what does that say? God is going to send us sometimes to deliver a word from God because some people don't know how to hear the voice of God. Now, let me say this. It is not our job for that person that shares that word to think we're the only way that they can hear from God. We might be the first time, but we want to encourage them to have a personal relationship so they can hear from God. Because how many know that 24 hours of the day, you cannot be everywhere giving everyone a word from God? It's impossible. So we must teach people how to hear from God on their own through reading and understanding the word of God and listening to the word of God. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Okay, this is a whole city. They said, we're going to be destroyed. Oh, no, forgive us, God. They begin to repent. Why is this important? Because this is the same thing God had to show Jonah. Right? Jonah went the wrong way. Maybe this whole story was more for Jonah than it was for Nineveh. It says, anyway, then the Lord came. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh. I'm sorry, in verse 6. And he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil ways and from the violence that is in his hand. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. Now, this is important because this works for anybody that says, God, I'm sorry, right? Forgive me, Lord. I'm going to turn from my evil ways. I'm going to seek and pursue you. Why do they do that? Because they heard God say that they're walking in the wrong direction. Amen. And their heart was pierced. See, this is the thing about God's word. The Bible says that his word will go forth and complete the task that it was sent to complete. Amen. So this is why it's important that we learn to speak the word of God, even though our circumstances or even though we don't feel like speaking the word of God. Why? Because God's word produces change. Amen. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. All right? Now, these people repented and turned to God. Powerful. A whole city came changed because Jonah was sent with a word to tell them that God says, you're walking in the wrong way, and this city is going to perish. Amen? Powerful. But then let's see what happened with Jonah. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. This is the same. So what happened is these people were forgiven by God, and Jonah is upset about it. Interesting, huh? Why was Jonah upset about this? Because he thought they weren't worth it. Right? We sing that song, Worth It, by Anthony Brown. It has no stipulations on who was worth it. God just saw that they were worth it. So he changed his mind. He removed destruction. And God does this even in our lives when we repent, turn to him and say, God, forgive me. I don't want to walk in these ways anymore. And it said that God saw them and he said, I'm going to change my mind. Why? Because they turned to me. Amen. Verse 2 says, so Jonah, he prayed to the Lord and said, ah, Lord, was this not what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me. It is better for me to die than to live. Now, what is the deal? Jonah has some serious issues. All right. This is the second time he wanted to die. Right. I mean, we got to put this in real terms. Jonah wanted to die when he ran away and said, throw me off into the water and everything will be cool. Right. That was a choice. Jonah could have repented on the boat. Right? Said, God, forgive me. And you guys, if you want this to stop, let's go the other way. But Jonah spoke it himself and said, if you throw me into the sea, everything will be cool. So even though they tried to turn back the other way, it didn't work because Jonah spoke something. That's why there's power in your words even. Amen? You got to speak the right thing. Keith and Markella. Speak the right things. Say, speak the right things. All right. We have to speak the right things. But again, he wants to die. Because some people were forgiven because they repented. So Jonah is like, man, God, I came all the way to Tarshish. And he had a nonstop flight because it took him one day instead of three. Right? Even though it was a nonstop walk, somehow he made it there in one day. But now he's like, God, kill me. Then the Lord said, now God is speaking to him. Is it right for you to be angry? All right. Now, when God says this, is it right for him to be angry? No. Because Jonah is not in charge. This is why even those that speak a word from God must continue to be checked by God's word so they don't think that they're the man. or they're the boss. Oh, God's word says this, and I spoke his word. So now when I do, God, I feel like saying this now. No. You still have to speak God's word. And God's word must speak to me even while I speak it to you. Amen? That's the thing I like about preaching. Like, when I'm up here preaching, God says things through me for you, but it's also for me too. I don't take this word and be like, okay, that was a great, Marquise, man, you preached a great message. Now what are you going to do? Let me just do the opposite of what I, no. Why? Because then calamity comes upon you. Because you're being disobedient to the very word of God. So we must obey. Amen. It says in verse 5, so Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. East side? There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city. All right, so Jonah, I don't know if he really believes that they're forgiven, but he's upset because God forgives. It's kind of interesting, right? He's trying to see what's going to happen to the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful to the plant. Now, sometimes we are grateful to the wrong thing. Amen. Sometimes we're grateful for our job, which is cool, right? Sometimes we're grateful for these things that we have. But if we're not grateful to God for giving us those things, there's an issue. Amen. We have to remember that God is the creator of all things. Now, in the day and age that we live in, I was in an Uber ride one time and some guy, he said something about Ben Carson, who was running for president and is no longer doing it. He says he's crazy because he believes that God created the heavens and the earth. I said, what? He's crazy? So how did it happen? Boom, that's how it happened. That's what they believe. So everybody that doesn't believe what they believe, they think are crazy. Because they accredit the earth to create. The earth is the good thing and not God. Right? The Egyptians, their god, Ra, is the sun. Right? They accredit something that was made by God as God. And they're thankful for that thing, but they're not thankful to who God is, the God that made all things. So it's very important that we be grateful to God. Somebody say, I'm grateful to God. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, something else he created. And so it damaged the plant that it withered. Now, this is the thing about the things that you are grateful for. Sometimes those things will wither. They will go away. Why? Because God wants to test your alliance. In the last days, the sun is going to be turned to, darkness, right? The moon will be turned into blood. Why? Because people worship these things and God's going to have to prove to them that your God is weak. Right? This is what happened to Egypt. Why did God create darkness? Because he showed them in every plague that the things that they were grateful to or the things that they worshiped were not greater than he was. Amen? So we have to always remember to be grateful to God. Verse 8 says, and it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished, oh my gosh, he needed to be checked. Right? Then he wished death for himself and said, it is better for me to die than to live. Now, Jonah is one of the most interesting prophets. Because this prophet he had suicidal problems. 3 times in 4 chapters. Right? And this is all we get about Jonah. There's nothing else in the Bible about Jonah. But he always felt like dying because he was grateful to the wrong thing. Now that's a word right there. If you're grateful for the wrong things or to the wrong things, when those things begin to go awry, what do people begin to do? Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Right? Man, that million-dollar job that you were grateful for, your stock falls down. And what do these millionaires go do? They go kill themselves. Right? Because they were grateful for that job, but didn't realize that God was the one that gave them that job. And let's even put it into a better term is they created an identity of that same thing that they were grateful for instead of creating an identity from God. Amen. They were wrapped up in the thing that they were grateful for and thought that was all that they had. But God is always bigger than what we have. Then God said to Jonah, right, God has questions. Is it right for you to be angry about the plan? Now, what is God doing here? He's showing him an illustration, right? And he said, is it right for me to be angry even to death? But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you had not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock? So what did God, that's the end of the book, right? The next book is Micah. But what God is trying to show Jonah is that, Jonah, you didn't make anything. Right? So who are you to be ungrateful to these things, but also to be so tied up that it must go your own way? God is even teaching us we can't get so caught up in things going our way. Sometimes they're not going to go our way. Right? The Bible says, behold, you will have trials and tribulations. And this was the last series we talked about. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome, so you will be able to overcome. Amen? So what we always have to remember is God is the creator of all things. God has a purpose for all things. And we must accept his purpose and not try to project a purpose. Amen? Amen. We're going to close for today. But we must remember that in hearing God's voice, we must not get stiff-necked and want God to be what we want him to be. Amen? We must not try to turn God's word into something that is a toy that we can manipulate into what we want. We must be willing and obedient to what God's voice is and allow his voice to have the final command. Because his ways are greater than ours. Amen. His thoughts are better than our thoughts. God is better than us. Amen. Some people don't like admitting that. You're not the best. Go to somebody randomly and say, you're not the best. I bet you they'll have a problem with that. Go to the CEO of your company and be like, you're not the best. And he'll probably say, you're fired. Why? Because you damaged his ego. My mom always says to my kids, somebody, you're the best, right? And what we had to teach them is, no, Jesus is the best. Why? Because I don't want my kids ego tripping. Right? Thinking they're the best because they need Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, dear God, for your word. God, I pray to God that we would never be ungrateful to who you are. But God, that we will be thankful for all that you do. We will be thankful for your word. And dear God, we will be thankful for your deliverance. Dear God, even if it's not in our lives, oh God, allow us never to be envious. Allow us to never be upset with what your plan is. But God, allow us to always accept your plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.